Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. So July is over now, which means we just wrapped up another session of Camp NaNoWriMo. And as usual, NaNoWriMo has ruined my life. I did win, however, so worth it. NaNoWriMo, for all two of you who don't know what that is National Novel Writing Month. In November, it's 30 days to a 50,000 word novel, and you win it, quote, win, by making your word count. So in November, it has to be 50,000, but they did camp in July, and it went so well that now they do camp again in April. The July one has a bonus extra day, and for those of us who work in education, that's the preferred one because it's summer break, so all our kids are off doing their try-to-get-into-college resume padding activities, which leaves us, their educators, free to write our novels. I like the summer ones better because you can pick your own word count, and you don't have to be as crazy as 50,000. So I used to be able to do the 50,000. I have won it a couple times in the past. And I credit NaNoWriMo to the sole reason that I have actually finished some novels. I started my first one in college, senior year, when I was taking a creative writing workshop. And then I tried again a few years later when I took a course at the New School with this amazing author, YA author. Could not finish. And it wasn't until I went to grad school and I learned about NaNoWriMo. I think I was researching depression, which is how all the best ideas happen. And somebody was dealing with their depression by participating in NaNoWriMo. So great idea, right? And so I did it. And that's when I actually completed my first novel. And I've completed three full ones since then. My fourth one is on hold. This is my fifth, and we are on task. So 50,000 words usually doesn't complete a full grown adult novel, but it gets a chunk of your rough draft done, and you can finish it in January, where there's JanoWriMo, there's NaNoEdmo, which is when you want to edit your novel. Now, I say that I used to be able to complete the 50,000 because one of the thousands and thousands of myriad ways that this disease has been the curse that keeps on cursing every single aspect of my life is my writing life and how I've had to modify the way that I write, the amount that I write, and just the pace at which I can complete my writing at all. There was a period of time where I wasn't even sure I'd be able to write because typing was just excruciating and handwriting was so slow, as well as still painful. You know, one doctor was like, "Why don't you just dictate it?" It's like, lady, it's not the same. It's called writing, not dictating. So all my other writers will understand it is a completely different mechanism, a different part of your brain when you are orally telling a story versus writing. It just is. So I'm very pleased that I've recovered enough to be able to both look at a screen because vision disturbances are a huge part of demyelinating disease, as well as to physically be able to sit at a computer, although I still pay for it. So that's one of the reasons that NaNoWriMo ruins my life every time I do it. And the major reason why, though, is because I'm a very all or nothing kind of a girl. Isn't that fun? Don't you just love people like that? Super intense people. And when I am focused and lasered in on something, I don't want to stop to eat, to sleep. I give up rest and nutrition. I don't even like to go to the bathroom. Every single time I need to pee, I literally curse my bladder as I'm walking. I'm like, why do you need to interrupt me? Don't you see I'm writing? It's pretty, I'm basically a tiger mom to my own self, you know, a self-directed Asian. I'm the Asian mom and student, perpetual Harvard student. Yeah. I think that's about right. So it's August 2nd right now. I'm still completely exhausted and I have not recovered my sleep. I also don't think I'm going to be finishing Moby Dick. This is, might go on my did not finish list, partially because I am so behind from the book group that I mentioned in my last episode, but also because it is just not an interesting novel. I wish it was, but it's not. So I might have to let that one go. I don't think I can catch up. I'm in the middle of a much more interesting book series that I am going to detail in an upcoming episode. So watch out for that. Let me know if you also do NaNoWriMo. If you want to start, go to NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo.org. You can follow them on Twitter. I highly recommend them. I've bought a lot of swag from them. I'm planning on supporting them some more by purchasing a mug. I just think it's an amazing program that has been instrumental in my trajectory as a serious writer, and it gets a lot of students writing. There's young writers program as well that if you're a teacher, you can implement in your classroom, or if you're a parent. They're not paying me for this at all. I just adore them. Thanks so much for listening to the Sophia Chang Show. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, rate 5 stars, and better yet, write a review about what you liked. And feel free to submit any questions that you have that you want answered on air. I really appreciate you listening.